antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
David Tadashini, who's republished a book called The Plot to Seize the White House. Now, you have to understand that there was a plot back in the early
1930s. Oh, I've got a lousy connection.
There was a plot in the early 1930s to actually overthrow the government of the United States. And, of course, the person who was recruited to lead this was Major General Smedley Butler, who was a patriot who certainly did not approve of the establishment, but, you know, he at least listened to what they had to say, and then eventually reported that here was a group of people headed by Thomas Lamont of J.P. Morgan Bank who wanted him to lead a coup. Now, there were eventually Senate hearings on it, but everything had to be covered up, and to this very day, the story of the plot to seize the White House has been thoroughly suppressed. Well, some years ago, a good, well-known author actually wrote a book entitled The Plot to Seize the White House, but it has been very, very carefully suppressed. It's very difficult to get off of the Internet, but this is why the book we're talking about is really so important. David, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be on your radio show again, and the Plot to Seize the White House is certainly a must-read for every American, and that's why I chose to reprint the book after I found out that the only remaining copies were being sold on eBay for upwards of $400 a piece.
And, of course, this is what they do. They go around, they buy up these copies, and they destroy them. They've been doing this for years. They're information they don't want the public to get. So why don't you basically tell the story of the plot and as it's laid out in the book?
Well, basically, General Smedley Butler was one of the most highly decorated Marine generals ever in America. And due to his patriotism and due to his not buckling under to the powers that be, you and I are able to do what we're doing right now. But if it wasn't for him, you and I would probably be singing Edelweiss right now. And the plot to seize the White House, the entire book, is reproduced on my website. I'll give the URL later on in the program, Dr. Stan. And you can read it online for free. And this is my contribution to the information that the people in the United States, every American citizen, should read. Because it establishes a precedent. Once you read this book, it establishes a precedent that the evil things that the government is doing that people just won't believe because they refuse to, they're in denial. It establishes a precedent that this has been done before. It has been tried before. And once you know that, and you know that to be a fact, then you start thinking about, well, has it happened since? And were they successful in actually seizing control of the White House by some other means?
Well, and I think what's really so vitally important is that for people to understand that, I mean, we have the greatest form of government here anywhere in the world, the idea that we can have freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of assembly and redress of grievances, and that we have a government where the power of the government is restricted, so no one could ever take control of it, no group or cabal. The only trouble is a cabal has taken control of our government. A cabal is using the power of the United States to establish an American empire, which is why we have troops stationed in 130 nations, which is why we have 700 or more bases in other countries, which is why we're maintaining corrupt and evil dictators in power all throughout the world. And if you don't think that Chevron Oil Company, American corporation, incidentally Condoleezza Rice was on their board before she got her current job, the Chevron Oil Company is keeping the ruthless regime in power in Burma, where the prosecuting Christians or that were financing communist China. Today, American corporations, American government officials, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, they're all financing one of the ruthless regimes in the world, and the Chinese are keeping the tyrannical regime in Zimbabwe, formerly known as Rhodesia, in power. This is what it's all about. But the American people don't know. They love our government, as I do. But it's been taken from us, and we've got to take it back. Would that be a fair statement, David?
That's more than a fair statement, Dr. Stan. I mean, there's institution of the Constitution by the Founding Fathers is probably one of the greatest documents ever written by man. However, it does have some flaws. The flaws being that the government of the United States was originally intended to be maintained and to be operated under Christian principles, and we've come a long way from that. We've gotten a bunch of people in there who are professionals. They're professional liars, thieves, scoundrels, and the underhanded people who will think nothing about killing people or sending people to go and die in a war for no other reason than their own greed. And this book is probably one of the most incredible things that I have ever read. I got the first time I read it, our good friend Arthur Bernclough gave me a copy that he made from the original book and had it copied at Staples and bound together with the spiral bounding. And I couldn't put this book down because it validates everything that we're saying here. Anybody who says, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut and you hate the government, that's why you're saying this. I would rather say good things about the government. I would rather say, be able to say, hey, look, we're fighting terrorism, these bad guys, but it's not the case. The terrorists are here. The terrorists are in Washington, D.C. There are more criminals in Washington, D.C. than have ever walked through the gates of Alcatraz. And that's, I wouldn't be saying that, Dr. Stan, if I didn't know it was the truth.
Well, of course, David actually was over in Vietnam and fought over there, and certainly he knows firsthand. I mean, this was a war we never were allowed to win. We didn't fight it to win. In fact, those of you who've read our little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance will realize that all during the Vietnam War, why American officials, by one guise or another, and certainly with the help of American corporations, were financing the Russians, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. But they had to do that. There was no way this little country of North Vietnam could have kept a war going against the mightiest nation in the world. And every time we were about to win, why, of course, we stopped the bombing, we pulled back, we sent those boys there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, never to win. Wonderful diversion as we were moving towards the great society and the tragedy where we are today. We'll be going to be back in just a moment to see this Tadashini talking about what sees the White House.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is David Tadashini. We're talking about the book, The Plot to Seize the White House. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I'd like to, I reproduced this book verbatim with adding a few commentaries in the beginning to bring it into perspective with the happenings of today. And I'd like to read for the readers the foreword to the book, which I call From the Website. When I was a young boy, I'm now 57, my late father, who was an immigrant to this country from the village of Trento, the town where the movie Sound of Music was filmed, told me the story of his trip by ocean liner to the shores of his nation when he was a very young man. He quickly became a naturalized citizen and subsequently served in the U.S. Army's 100th Infantry in a fight against the dictatorship he feared and fled from, and that was almost 80 years ago. My father told me that as a young man, naive and inexperienced, he had a gut feeling about the Germans and the political rising star, Adolf Hitler in particular. Well, everybody who's even picked up a history text knows the legacy that this demonically possessed madman left in his wake. And fortunately for him and for me, my father listened to his instincts and fled his native Austria while flight from the region was still possible. Little do the American people realize that the demon spirit of the Nazis is far from dead. Their philosophy is nowhere near being eradicated from the souls of some men. Indeed, the spirit lives on and has contaminated this government. In fact, the White House is currently occupied by descendants of the same people who assisted, aided, and abetted the Nazis during World War II, and it doesn't take much research to find out and validate it as an empirical fact if you have access to the Internet. The Nazi mentality under another name has infiltrated our schools, our courthouses, our prisons, and has influenced the Supreme Court. Little and little, as Plutarch once said, it has infected our very thinking until we no longer think like the Americans of the America that once was. The America that once promised to be the shining beacon of freedom, that shining city on the hilltop that everyone sought to emulate. Because of our collective lack of vigilance, because we have allowed ourselves to become complacent in the acceptance of lies, half-truths, and outright propaganda, because we have not risen up in righteous anger against it, because we have not held individuals in the government responsible for protecting our God-given rights, we find ourselves in a post-9/11 state of denial and in a condition that can only be described as spiritually dead and willingly ignorant. We believe that by ignoring what we know in our hearts and with our deep-down instincts to be true, that the evil will just go away. We believe that just because we survived by doing nothing the first time, that the key to survival is to repeat our inaction. This subconscious mental reasoning is precisely the reason that an abused spouse cannot bring herself to end an abusive relationship and endures beating after brutal beating until ultimately she ends up being murdered by her abuser. To the reversal of that trend, I have dedicated as part of the website at Net4TruthUSA. In fact, it is a subdomain all its own and is mirrored in several other places on the Internet as well. This part of the site deals with a suppressed book, The Plot to Seize the White House by Jules Archer. The book is no longer in print. The copyright has expired under the old copyright law, and the author is deceased. Nevertheless, what is contained within its pages is as relevant today as it was the day the book was published, as important today, if not more so, for the American people to know than it was when the events therein described happened. The book is factual. The events actually took place. And if an attempt at a White House putsch did not then succeed, raises the question about the success or failure of subsequent attempts. Was the JFK assassination an attempt to again seize control of the White House? Did it also fail, or were we just led to believe it was something else, or that by not revealing the possibility that it never happened at all? Far be it from me to draw your conclusions for you. What I'm doing here is merely presenting the evidence, evidence so damning and disturbing that the powers that be in the government have done everything in their power to keep you from learning of it. This book exposes one attempt in detail and illustrates to the reader something that perhaps is out of the realm of things one thinks about when pondering our constitutional republic. But the possibility that a silent coup d'etat in our own government happened exists nonetheless. There is an overwhelming collection of evidence to suggest that what we should fear most is not being revealed to us by the mainstream media, and indeed that the mainstream media is merely an extension of the forthcoming techno-Nazi dictatorship that is still, as of this writing, in its infancy, and cutting its teeth, so to speak, on the false flag terrorist attacks of 9/11. And the sad part is, the American people, not knowing their history, are letting them get away with it all over again.
Well, I think what is so important, David, is the fact that they are able to suppress this information. Fascinating story, but people have never heard of it. And, of course, they buy up the books, they burn them, they destroy them, they shred them. This goes on routinely in the United States today. Certainly, Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis. I mean, that book is going for about $215 to $230 up on the Internet at the present time. Why? I mean, this is a simple little book. It could be actually reprinted for about 35 cents a copy in mass numbers because of the powers that be don't want this information to get out. This is what it's really all about. And so our goal is, of course, to try to get people to understand we have thought control in America. There was a book published back in 1964 called None Dare Call It Treason. There was a time when you would go to any used bookstore in the United States. 7 million copies went out, and you could find copies in used bookstores of None Dare Call It Treason. Just try to get a copy at the used bookstore today, or the same thing with Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy. I mean, go to we carry these books, but we're a specialty. But you go to the average used bookstore and try to get copies, and very, very few copies are there. Somebody has systematically gone around and purchased them, and they've done that with Jules Archer's book, and I even had a copy of it, and it mysteriously disappeared. Of course, we had a fellow here, I think, who had infiltrated our organization. Fortunately, we got rid of him, although I think a lot of the very important material we had disappeared right along with him. Under any circumstances, people have to understand that in 1933, 1934, Thomas Lamont, who was actually a part of the J.P. Morgan Banking Corporation, and of course they had people who were supposedly conservatives, people who were supposedly liberal. Corliss Lamont, Thomas Lamont's son, Corliss Lamont was a hardcore communist, or had infiltrated the communist movement and was using it for their purposes, because they've always funded communism. They always looked like they funded Nazism, like they funded Fidel Castro, like they're funding the Taliban today, who are killing our boys in Afghanistan. It's all part of the game, but the American people must never understand. If you doubt that we're funding the Taliban, where are they getting their money? Part of it's coming from the ISI. Probably the rest of it from the drugs that were allowed to be grown over there. We control Afghanistan. We could destroy the drugs there tomorrow. We're not going to do that. All sorts of excuses. They know that the money we're giving, you know, to the Pakistanis is in part going to finance the Taliban, even though they make a great issue of, oh, my goodness, we're trying to put down the Taliban in Pakistan. But they're not really trying to. If they were trying to, they would have done it long ago with all... You know, you don't have a group of irregulars being able to stand up a regular army units. They just don't work. So the same things go on over and over again. But they do not want the people to know. And just as they've suppressed the story of the plot to seal, to seize the White House, so they see suppressing so much of what's going on today. But basically, of course, the Major General Smedley Butler was actually approached, and he was going to be financed by this group, and he was going to lead a revolution in America. They were going to seize the White House, and that would have given, of course, J.P. Morgan and the people who controlled them, of course, deeply involved in the occult control of our government. Fortunately, Smedley Butler was a patriot, and he would not go along with him. He didn't like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but he still did not want to overthrow our constitutional form of government, and neither should anybody out there in the audience. We just need to take America back. Well, it's an amazing story. Why don't you give some of the details of it, David?
Well, Smedley Butler addressed a congregation of veterans who were marching on the White House to protest their not receiving their benefits that were promised to them. And our military, our own military, when I say this, people are going to say, nah, it can't be true. But it is true. It's part of history. You can look it up and you can verify it. Our own military marched on our own veterans and drove them out of the Capitol at bayonet point and killed a couple of them, killed a bunch of them, because they were protesting something, the denial of something that was promised to them for fighting the First World War. Now, you would think that every American would know this as a matter of just going to school, but it's never mentioned. I never heard about it until I picked up this book.
MacArthur had a component that actually ordered the firing and the killing of veterans. The veterans have been promised a bonus for fighting the First World War, that for the war that was fought to make the world safe for democracy, the war to end all wars. And a lot of stupid young men, idealistic, believe the propaganda about the brutal Huns raping the Belgian women and cutting off the hands of the little Belgian boys, especially cutting off the hands of a little boy. How could anything be that ruthless? The only trouble was it wasn't true, like most of the atrocity stories. The atrocity stories of them bayoneting the children in Kuwait, throwing them out of the bassinets and bayoneting the little helpless children. And they told this story before Congress. Of course, the woman who told it was the daughter of the Kuwait ambassador, representing the corrupt Kuwait government we wanted to reinstall there. But they use these atrocity stories just as they're using them today on television to convince you that all Muslims are bad. That's why we've got to go to war with the Muslims, to kill the Muslims, because they got a terrible religion. And then, of course, they're doing the same thing with the Muslims. Oh, America's the great Satan. We've got to kill the great Satan in order to preserve the Muslim faith and our right to worship the way we want to. Well, I may disagree with the religion, with the Muslim religion, but I don't want to go over there and kill all the Muslims. Do you really want to go over there and nuke the Muslim people and kill millions of them? Do you want their blood on your hands? This is the way these people work. And, of course, back in 1933, why they were intent upon turning the people against the government, not that the government wasn't corrupt, because it was, not that the government was right in firing on the veterans, were trying to get what they'd been promised for risking their lives, and many of them giving their lives in the First World War, which was as phony as a $3 bill. There were no atrocities, or no standard program of atrocities, no little boys with their hands cut off, no Belgian women with their breasts cut off, no Belgian women had been raped. It was all a lie. And 125,000 Americans died in that senseless battle. Millions are going to die in the coming war. But go ahead, David.
Well, Dr. Stan, the tradition of the lies and the half-truths and the propaganda continues to this day with the stories about 9/11 and who took down the towers and how they came down. And it's amazing that people are not up in arms about the government not pursuing the biggest crime, the most heinous crime ever committed on these shores in the history of this country. It's incredible.
Right.
That they're not picking up their weapons and going down there and demanding that something be done.
Well, what we
this is amazing. They get the government they deserve, Dr. Stan. I'm firmly convinced. You can talk all you want. People don't read. They rather sit there and watch their football games and their NASCAR games and Oprah Winfrey and all that other garbage that's on TV, those sitcoms with the sexual innuendos, and they're sitting there laughing like idiots while the Gestapo is just about to knock on their door.
Well, all we can do, David, is warn them and try to get them to think. God's going to determine whether or not they're going to listen or not. But I really believe that in the coming months, as things get worse, as more and more people lose their jobs, their homes, their cars, the economy contracts, as things get worse, people are going to look for answers. And I'm hoping our listeners, people who listen to you and to me on the radio, will understand what's going on and will be able to convince people what is really behind this organized evil which controls our government today. Well, certainly, you know, this evil was there at the time of when Smedley Butler was approached to try to seize the White House. What people don't understand is that both sides of the plot were organized from the occult. Right back in just a moment here, the American City Network.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry, there's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds, all without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at Radiant Clinic Colorado.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, David Tadashini. And David, before we go on, would you like to get your website out there for our listeners?
Okay, get a pencil and paper because this is going to be a long one. The entirety of the book can be read on my website for free. You can also get printed copies and PDF copies. that you can print out on your printer, and copies that are compatible with Palm Pilots and other PDA devices. The website URL is http://plottoseizethewhitehouse4truthusa.com. That's http://plottoseizethewhitehouse.net/4truthusa.com. It's all one word, all no spaces, none, just like that. Printed copies, get them from Dr. Stan. I just sent you some copies, Dr. Stan. I don't know if you got them.
I did. I got a couple of copies just yesterday.
Okay, and you'll be getting more from the publisher. They're printed on demand, so the supply is endless. As long as we have the demand, the publisher will print them one at a time if they have to. We want to get this book into every American's hands, whether it be...
How much does the book cost? Because it slipped my mind. How much does it cost?
The soft cover, I believe, is $26. It's 240 pages.
We do have a supply. And if any of you would like to get a copy, call our 800 number at the end of the program, or shortly after. Give me time to give them a call, and we'll... they'll know what it cost in the plot to seize the White House by, what was his name, Archer? Julius
Jules
Archer?
Jules Archer.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If this really happened, why aren't we hearing about it? Why we have freedom of the press? Ladies and gentlemen, we have freedom of the press in America. And that means if you own the media, control the media, you have the freedom to suppress anything you want to, and you can go around and buy up the books, get them shredded. In Hitler's Germany, they burn them here. They shred them, destroy them. Who knows what they do with them, but they get them off the shelves, because the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that one of the major banking houses in the United States, J.P. Morgan, their agent, Thomas Lamont, was on the front lines of this effort to establish a dictatorship in America. Well, they've done it. J.P. Morgan certainly has far more power than the President of the United States and works in concert with Goldman Sachs and the others, and their people are always in key positions in the government. I mean, who's the Secretary of the Treasury today? Why, a man named Hank Paulson. And where did he come from? CEO of Goldman Sachs. And preceding him in during, I believe, the Clinton administration was a man named Robert Rubin. Where did he come from? He was the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Gee, you mean there's nobody out there that, other than the people old who work for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, that we could have running our government? And the truth of the matter is, they run our government because there is a cabal of bankers and many others, you know, that really have what the power, and want to use the power, the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. Well, who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jerry in Greeley.
Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
Good, sir. Do I understand correctly that there were congressional hearings into the plot to seize the White House after Colonel Butler went public?
David, you pick up that story.
Yes, there was, and the entire transcript is of the hearings are in the book. There was hearings, and they were subsequently, of course, suppressed. But the transcripts and the general gist of it is published in this book by Jules Archer, and it's amazing. See what they're doing, what the banks are doing, and when you can see this every day, you can see it in the housing market. People look at their houses that they bought 20 years ago for $70,000, $80,000, and now they're worth, you know, $250,000, $300,000, and they say to themselves, oh, look how my house appreciated in value over the years. What a good investment. They never think that, hey, maybe it's the money that's depreciating that takes more money to buy the exact same value of the house. It's not the house that's going up in value. It's the money that's going down in value, and people never think of that because they think the dollar is, you know, the dollar is built on stones, and the stone will never crumble. But if you get this other book, that the Energy Non-Crisis, which is very rare, by
Lindsay Williams.
Lindsay Williams, and his two DVDs. You listen to him talk, and you say, wow, it starts to make sense. Now all of this insanity, all of this stuff that I can't figure out is making sense, because this is not. He says it's not a conspiracy; it's an agenda. They want to control the world. This makes George Orwell's 1984 pale in comparison.
Well, I really think, Jerry, that the book is important because it gives you the verbatim hearings, the Senate hearings, totally suppressed here in the United States. They cannot let the American people know the truth any more than they can know that there was another plot to have a dictatorship under Richard Nixon. Of course, that's told in the story of the New World Order by William Still. So these things have happened over and over again, but right now the dictatorship is in place. We are given the choice of two candidates for the presidency, both controlled by the same people, and of course both with the same agenda. One fellow happens to be taller than the other, and one a little bit more articulate, but he's controlled by the same people who controlled John McCain. So when you understand this, it all begins to make sense. And of course, even Congress started holding their hearings on the impeachment of the president about 2 weeks ago, and not a word of that in the controlled media. And it's the old idea of a plane crashes in the desert, nobody hears it. Was there any sound? Well, when Congress holds their conferences, their meetings and their investigations, and nobody ever reads about it, maybe there wasn't an investigation. That's why programs such as this are so vitally important. Anything else, Jerry?
Well, back in the 30s, can I safely assume there were no prosecutions or no real action taken as a result of the hearings?
David, why don't you answer that?
No, there was no prosecutions and there was no action taken on any of this stuff.
No,
it was just kind of like swept under the rug.
And that's how the system really works. That's why
we've got to get the truth out. Look at what happened with John F. Kennedy. I mean, there was never any real investigation into the Kennedy assassination, because if there's an investigation, there's evidence to be preserved and evidence to be looked at. But the evidence was locked away. The photographs showing the autopsy photos were never shown to the American people. Why not? Who is it going to embarrass now? It's not going to embarrass anybody. It's going to indict the people who did it. When President Kennedy was shot, I am firmly convinced that when President Kennedy was murdered, this was done by the big banks, who didn't like the fact that Kennedy was... I'll get it after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back here. And our telephone number again, 970-689-8255. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get
a
raise.
Call,
in fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our number 970-689-8255. We're talking about David Todeschini's book, The Plot to Seize the White House. Well, David's actually, of course, had it reprinted. The book was written by Julius Archer, an excellent writer, and the story is a very important one. Yes, there really was a conspiracy to seize the White House. There are congressional hearings on it, and not a word in the public media, and everything has been done to suppress the story. Well, Jerry, are you still there from Greeley? No, I guess we lost Jerry from Greeley. Well, anyway, these things have gone on. There are many, many stories. There's truth about the assassination of Martin Luther King. We have a great four-tape set on that, and it's very obvious the CIA hired the mafia to do it. They sent an innocent man to jail, and it was an open and shut case for all intents and purposes, because the American people never heard about the trial where the King family brought charges against a man named the gentleman who actually owned the restaurant across the street, Lloyd Jowers. And, of course, Jowers eventually admitted he was part of the plot. He was paid $100,000 to help facilitate the murder of Martin Luther King. And there were 4 months the trial went on, 54 witnesses, you know, and of course, not a word at the control media. And when the jury came in with a decision that the CIA was primarily responsible for killing Martin Luther King right here in the United States, not a word at the control media. This is the truth. That's why you need to get our four-tape set on the subject and the book, An Active State. We carry them both. Nobody else has the information. You need to get it from Radio Liberty, and then you need to help us get it out across America. But back to the plot, the seize, the White House, and David Todeschini. And David, have you had any sort of response from getting this book out, getting it reprinted?
Oh, I've gotten a lot of inquiries over the website, and I know there's a lot of people on there that are going on the website and reading it for free. Now, my only motivation to do this, Dr. Stan, we were giving the book away practically, because the main objective here is not to make a buck by selling the book. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm actually risking my life to have this book reprinted. But I've done it in such a way that it cannot be unprinted any longer. It's mirrored on three websites. It's mirrored on Moby Pocket, which is a big French concern that publishes e-books and PDA format books. It's published on Fiction for All. It's all over the place. If you Google it now, you will see that it's going to come up on Google, and 90% of what comes up on Google is that book that I had reprinted that is being uploaded on the search engines because of people hitting it. And people are reading the book, and at least they're hitting the pages where the book is posted on the website. I don't know about reading it, but the information is getting out there, and it's out there permanently. They can't do what they did back in 1977 and go into the bookstores and take all the books off the shelf. This is not the plot to seize the White House right now is not a physical. It's not only a physical product that you can take off the shelf and take into a big pile and set on fire. This is digital format. It's all over. People are sharing it. You know, buy a copy from Moby Pocket, get a PDF copy, and send it out to everybody you know. I don't care about making a dollar off the book. That's not the objective here. The objective here is to educate the people of the United States that there is a precedent for the control of the United States government by corporate powers, primarily the banks, who had, I believe, had President Kennedy assassinated because he was trying to get us back on the silver standard with his silver certificates. He was trying to stop the drug cartels, the CIA, from going over to Vietnam and starting a war over there so they could have the empty planes to come back to take their cocaine and their marijuana back here with. He was a rogue element in the government. And when they killed him, it put out the word that said, hey, the President of the United States answers to us. And if the President of the United States does not do what we say, he's going to end up just like President Kennedy. And that's the truth. I believe that's the truth. No other scenario makes sense. But when you have this information, when you have this book in your hand, when you have Lindsey Williams' books and his two DVDs in your hand, and you read them and understand them, and you look at it and you say, oh, my God, all of this stuff makes sense now. It makes sense now. I know what's happening. It makes sense now. This is a conspiracy of the big banks to actually own the world. Nazism is a corporate monopoly. That's what Nazism is. It's corporatism. It's corporatism taken to its extreme. These people don't want to be rich. They don't want to be Bill Gates. They want to own the world and everybody in it. And people say, well, they can't own the world. Yes, they can. They listen to every telephone conversation. They listen to every radio station. They listen to everything. I'm Project Echelon. Now we have the technology to do it. And if your people out there don't believe what I'm telling you, I worked for IBM for 25 years. Back in the day when I was working for IBM, we had big 6-foot diameter disk drives. We had rows and rows and rows of them at 111 Wall Street, where the stock market was. Now, today's technology, everyday technology, go on eBay, you can buy a 1 terabyte hard drive for $180. A terabyte is a billion megabytes. That's a 3.5-inch form factor. I mean, the disk is 3.5 inches in diameter. Take that 3.5-inch diameter, 1 gigabyte hard drive, and do the math, pi r squared, multiply that by 100 disk drives, and multiply that by 1,000 for every site that's in the government, and you'll know that they can store every single phone conversation, every radio station, every TV program, everything, and archive it. And under the voice technology, voice recognition software that the government has, they can pick out phrases, they can pick out things, and they can flag you for harassment, they can flag you for assassination, they can do practically everything they want. I'm a firm believer, Dr. Stan, that they can do this, and I know they can do this. If Adolf Hitler had a Palm Pilot, we'd be singing Edelweiss right now. The only thing that he lacked was a reliable, efficient way to keep records and to transfer records from one place to another. We have that now.
Yeah, they're listening to everything that's said at Project Echelon, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, Project Echelon, up on the Internet. Well, David, God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thank you very much.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with David this morning. The book is important. We do carry it. It's called The Plot to Seize the White House. And, of course, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I've read the book some time ago, and before somebody snitched my copy of it, but I do have a copy written now. Of course, I have the one that David has reproduced. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we do have censorship in America. There really is a plot, and of course, Thomas Amott was part and parcel of that, and it ties into big banking. And if you'd like to know more about him, of course, we carry Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, that talks about Thomas Lamont. He was a key figure in the history, but of course, never mentioned today. Then, of course, we do carry Lindsay Williams' DVD. It's entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. We also have a four-tape set, which includes talks, my interviews with Lindsay before he was silenced by the people who run the world, and that's called The Oil Deception. The Oil Deception, a four-tape, four-CD set, or certainly the DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, available through Radio Liberty. And we have so much great information out there on many aspects, but, of course, the common denominator behind all of this are the powerful supernatural or spiritual forces that rule the world. And if you haven't, of course, heard my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, or read my book, you need to. You need, of course, to get my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. My talk on secret knowledge, new DVD we're just putting out. My talk on the planned police state, because there is a planned police state. Everything is in place for a ruthless dictatorship in America, in the name, of course, of trying to defeat the wicked Osama bin Laden, who, of course, worked with the CIA all during the 1980s as the CIA recruited the Muslim warriors throughout the world, indoctrinated them in this radical form of Muslim belief, in this radical form of jihad and belief in jihad. And then, of course, they became the basis for Al-Qaeda, which was financed by the CIA, as was the Taliban, financed by the CIA, by our good friends in Pakistan and by our good friends in Saudi Arabia. Where did the Taliban get their money? Why, of course, from this triad. And we used to carry a book called Dollars for Terror and a book called Unholy Wars that went into the background. They were written long before the September 11th attack. Or was there an attack? Well, if you go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and scroll down to other videos, and then scroll down there to section on building number 7. When you watch building 7 come down, when you notice that the center of the building collapses first, that's characteristic of a controlled demolition. And how did Osama bin Laden get into that building filled with the Secret Service and with the FBI and the CIA and plant explosives in that building before the 9-1-1 attack? I don't believe he did. And if Osama bin Laden did bring down building 7 by controlled demolition, then who did? And if they did that, then what really happened on September 11th? And we have another segment on there where you'll see the explosions of the levels lower than the collapsing World Trade Centers. Go to our other videos section at RadioLiberty.com and get the information. And remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out across America and 5 hours a day trying to inform the American people. Hope you'll join with us. It's a big struggle. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to...